Cut. Start over. Vin, record, please.
Thank you. Lou, be patient. This does get together. We always start this way. It has kind of a charm to it. Hang on. It's kind of like the... wait a second.
Please enter your PIN followed by pound.
Hang on.
Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
All right. This is Monday, March 5th, and we're supposed to be on the air. Are we on the air? Terry.
You're on.
But I don't hear Terry.
Can you hear me?
Terry. Oh, now I hear you. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Terry, we're hooked up.
We did it. Good work. Okay. Well, we're not NBC. We're not ready to go on NBC. And, you know, I announced an unusual topic tonight. I mean, I don't know. Are any of our topics usual?
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Probably not. What we do on these calls is just, what do we do? It's nonlinear. What does nonlinear mean? It means that it's multidimensional. What does that mean? There's a lot going on at the same time. So, on one level, we are having conversations with an intelligence in another dimension that say they created the physical universe. And they've given us a lot of guidance and instruction on how the universe works. Some of the things have never, ever been brought out into the world, to my knowledge. And it's kind of like strange to be in the middle of doing that. Now, we could be wrong. They could not be who they say they are. And I tell people, make up your own mind. But the other thing that happens on these calls, aside from the verbal communications, is that there's an energy on the call. And people all over the world are telling me that they can feel the energy. And it's a subtle energy that feels like you expand, you get bigger, you get, we touch each other. There's this idea of communion in Christianity. I have the idea that what we're doing on this call, if you named it communion, it would probably fit. That seems like what communion is. But it's not social, it happens on the inner levels. And it comes from the inside out. Now, when we've talked to our interdimensional friends, when we've talked to them, they say that they exist outside of time. And they have the ability to flow through the field and enter this realm as what they call love light vibration or love light energy. So it seems that when we are feeling that energy on the call, one explanation for it, if you want to match their words, is that's them. That they're out there, up there, and we've learned how to tune into their frequency, and they can flow their energy into this realm. Now, when we make connection with their energy, and actually to call it their energy, I'm going to mute all those calls coming on. Hang on.
Entry and exit chimes are off.
To call it
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
To call it their energy would be slightly off, because what we've learned is there's no such thing as there. That they're us. We're them. It's all one. But in order to go from that as a mental construct, as an idea, to an experience, you have to enter this expanded space, which we could call the field. The field, the unity field, all kinds of names. Maybe you call it Holy Spirit. Maybe you call it prana, chi. But this space, where there's no time or space, and everything just becomes present. Now, we never lose ourselves. You have to be on this call for a while. Some people do. Some people get it right away. But when you're first on the call, it always seems like you're looking for something other, something big. Oh, my God, they're the Elohim. They created the universe. They're big. But they're not. They may be big, but I don't know if the word big applies. Because if you're in a place with no space or time, how can you be big? How can you be small? You're just everything. And you flow through like surfing this unity field and arrive. Because people call you. Because people say, we're here and we're tuned into your frequency. And they show up. And then you have this energy coursing through you. But it's your energy. It starts with you, and then they join it. They become one. It would be, like in the physical world, a bunch of people walking into a room, all coming from their own separate locations, an auditorium, and there's something going to take place, and suddenly everyone is feeling together, because they're all in the same room. And they're feeling together in that room because they're participating in the same experience. Well, this is similar, except there's no room. There's just a telephone line. And we didn't know that we could do this on a telephone line. Historically, it seems to have happened historically easiest and best when people congregate, when people come together, because then you have all your body energies in the same room, and it makes the body energies come together, and then it's easy for the spirit to come in. But we learned how to do it on a phone line. Notice the energy in the space. That's the energy. It comes in. They're not talking to us. The energy is here. And what I wanted to do tonight is work with that energy and work with some of the people on the line who would like to feel that energy move through them. And in particular, one of the reasons I called this topic this evening is because a few days ago, I got an email from an old friend of mine in Los Angeles, who is Lou. And he sent it to all his friends, and he actually created quite a havoc. That, let me see, I'm going to open up, make sure, I don't think he's shy. Hang on a second.
All callers are muted.
Hang on.
All callers are unmuted.
Lou, are you there?
I'm right here.
So, I haven't seen Lou for 10 years, and Lou sent an email out to all his friends saying, send me prayers, and I'm going into the hospital in a few days, and I'm having open heart surgery for something serious, and I called Lou today, and I said, Lou, come to our call, and He has not been coming to our calls. He never came to a call before. Actually, I met Lou when this was all first starting for me. And we had a common friend, Howard, who I think we went out to lunch a couple of times. And I was telling Lou all my stories and Howard all my stories. And, you know, the book had just come out with David Wilcock. And I think it was probably 2003, 2004. And Lou happens to be a Catholic. He goes to church every Sunday. He has done a lot of good, helped a lot of people. Lou, you've been, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a writer. I came out here to Los Angeles to chase that dream of being a writer. I wrote a number of screenplays, made a documentary, which takes on the medical establishment in terms of, you know, if you want an organ transplant or something, the United States is the best place to do it. But for chronic degenerative diseases, it's all about the money. And so I made a documentary that exposes that. You know, I don't like bullies, you know. So that was my way to take on a bully. And documentary came out last year. It's called Cut, Poison, Burn. Very successful. They're very, very well accepted. And but I'm still trying to make my movies. I have one called The Water Garden. It's about a guy that works in a scam boiler room and finds himself through saving some little ducklings, rescuing some little ducklings on the property. He rescues them and they rescue him, basically, metaphysically. I like to do metaphysical work.
Mm-hmm.
And I find out that through as a gift from God, actually, because I hadn't had a W-2 for anybody my whole life. I always worked for myself, and I'd been looking around for something to do in 2009, and I'd been sending resumes after 6 years, and finally I got this job, and I wound up getting the health insurance. And when I got the health insurance, I started going on all the doctor's tests and all, and sort of to treat myself, and they found this murmur and sent me to the cardiologist, and it turns out that I have this condition that John Ritter had, and he said, there's gray area in medicine, but I don't have gray area, I got black and white. He said, I have to get this fixed. It's an aneurysm that could blow up, and so that's where I am now.
Gary, are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, we're going to do a reading, not a reading, a healing, but Terry's going to talk and they're going to be talking to us. Did anyone else come on the line particularly that has a serious condition they want to work on? That's willing to talk about it publicly?
This is Zoe, and I have, off and on, I have trouble with my bowels.
Your bowels?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like you have a flu right now too, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Is it? Can you describe it more?
Well, yeah. When I have a trouble, it's usually explosive.
Does this come like? Have you had medical treatment for it? Have you gone to the hospital for it?
No. Mm-mm. I've had, but I don't use Western medicine very much. I have a homeopathic doctor I use. So it was doing fine until I came down with this cold, and now it seems to be starting up again, and I have to go on this trip to Florida in the morning, so.
Uh-oh.
Here we are.
Okay. All right. Lily? Anyone else? Come on for this.
Okay, well, this is Michael in San Diego, and I've got a degenerative disc issue. It only affects about 7 discs, so I'm not too worried about it. So any help I could get with that would be greatly appreciated.
Mm-hmm. And anyone else?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wynn, this is Chris.
I had hepatitis C, and I took treatment, and now I think I'm having some liver trouble. I think it's come back and affecting my liver.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have the diabetes and the Bell's palsy residuals.
Diabetes and Bell's palsy. So, I'd like to tell you all, here's Dr. Marshall's phone number. No, I'm kidding. Terry might say that.
Can I tell you my situation?
Is that Edna?
No, this is Nimue.
Oh, Nimue. Okay.
Yeah, Nimue.
Nimue.
My health is quite good, but I have a situational, very bad situation where I've had a stalker, vandal, harasser for over five and a half years.
A sore throat?
No, a stalker, vandal, harasser for over five and a half years.
Terry, did you get that?
No, I can't hear her.
Say the condition again.
It's not a health matter. My health is good, but I have a very serious life situation. I don't know if this can be included in the healing part, but that's why I'm on the call.
A life situation regarding yourself?
Yes, I have a stalker, vandal.
Oh, a stalker.
Yes, a stalker, vandal,
okay.
Harasser for over five and a half years.
Stalker, harasser.
And vandal. So that, like, my life is constantly fighting terrible, terrible events. I have placed well over 1,500 police reports. It's cost me well over $12,000. Every single bit of it I had to get from someone else. They had me lose my job. So keeping a job is a terrible problem now. So that's what I'm hoping to have some healing on.
Now, a question. Why have you not moved to someplace where they can't?
It has nothing to do with where I live. They did follow me when I did move.
They did.
And I've read that of this sort of thing online now, that it doesn't matter. You get off the plane in a whole another country, and they're there to pick it up with you.
Now,
I have worked extensively spiritually on this.
How does this stalker manifest itself?
Okay. This is not anybody that I ever dated in any way. This is someone who, at a church of religious science that I have since left because of this, I prevented a man known to have tons of, the word starts with P and ends in graphy, and I don't even like to say the word. I prevented this man from having access to a child care setting that was going to have one little 8-year-old girl in it. And after that, all this started.
So he's getting even with you, in other words.
Yes, very much so. And I get they give me many, many messages. You know, all my communications are completely monitored, and then they give me different confirmations to let, you know, to scare me, to let me know how much I'm monitored.
Now, you know, if we don't address this call, you should write up a question for our Wednesday call, okay?
Okay.
Because that's more of a Wednesday call type question.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I have only been on a few of these calls, and I can't come this Wednesday, but if I miss this Wednesday, I will definitely get with you next
Wednesday. Yeah, we'll definitely address the question on the Wednesday call, okay?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, great. Anyone else?
Yes, Lisa?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I have about a 48-year medical history, and supposedly I'm just supposed to keep getting worse and worse until I die. A lot of you have heard me say lupus scleroderma.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like the tip of the iceberg. I live in pain every day at varying degrees, along with other symptoms, nausea, weakness, dizziness, double vision, you know, it just goes on and on. I'm having knee surgery in a month. So the word that follows me around in my life from the medical world is complicated. It's mm-hmm. always so complicated. So I'm so mm-hmm. tired of complicated. You know, I'm just mm-hmm. tired of having a body that's giving me so much trouble. Mm-hmm. I would really like to, you know, be rid of all these symptoms, the bigger things that that really get in my way. I have mm-hmm. heart disease, diabetes. I have a totally impaired gastrointestinal system.
Mm-hmm.
I vomited so many times in my life, and I just can't stand doing it anymore. You know, go for periods of time where I'm not vomiting, and then all of a sudden, like last year, April, May, just for 2 months, I was constantly going to emergency and was hospitalized twice. Because mm-hmm. I can vomit for 10 hours. I can just keep going on.
Mm-hmm.
So just call it complicated, really interfering medical problems mm-hmm. that affect me every day of my life. And I do my best to be happy. Otherwise, I'm a pretty happy, upbeat person.
Mm-hmm.
I just like to do it. I would love to do that without all the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now I'm having interactions from my medications. I'm on about 20 medications. I'm starting to have hallucinations. You know, I figure it's a good thing I have a good head on my shoulder and I can see clearly what's happening. I've had it verified by someone, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as opposed to having contact with the other side, which I also do, I know a few times I've had hallucinations recently, and it's getting me scared. The doctors are just all too willing to pile on too many pain pills without really looking at the interactions of the drugs. And I was just told by my psychic that a pain doctor I saw a week and a half ago, I'm going to see Wednesday again, just gave me these flat-out prescriptions on the first visit. We hadn't even had what I think are the most important conversations to talk about all of what I'm on. You know, what are my goals? My goal is to get off pain medications.
Mm-hmm.
And he just gives me this stuff, and I told my psychic, I felt like if I took anything else that I would be in a comatose state. Because sometimes I have all I can do to keep my consciousness working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gets very overwhelming. And she told me that I would not just be in a comatose state, that I would be physically dead. If I just was one of these people who said yes, doctor, to everything, you know, and didn't research myself and take charge of my own health situation, my own life, I would be physically dead right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm tired.
Well, I'm glad you're not.
Me too. I'm really tired of kind of stuff.
Thank you for sharing that.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that inspired me to do this particular call tonight, because I don't think we've done a call like this, at least directly, it's come up on. There's so many times when people have been on our calls, and the focus wasn't on healing, but something shifted for them. And Terry has a really good friend that has liver problems. And I believe he has hepatitis. Okay? And we recently asked a question on behalf of her friend. And this person was given a 3-year time to live, 3 years to live, and that was it. That's what the doctors told him. And he's busy preparing as if he's in his last 3 years. And I said, well, we should ask and see what they say. And the answer, I'm going to try to paraphrase this, was that you have control of your body. You can make things shift in your body. You can tell the viruses to go. And then they said, and if you do that, we'll help you.
But it has to start with him. It wasn't going to be some outside force that was going to do it. And I thought that was a really interesting idea, because I think when people pray, they think, God, heal me, God, do this. And the answer was, you do it, and we'll help. And that particular three-year timeline doesn't have to hold. And then I got my email from Lou, who is going in for this very serious condition that he has. And I said, I was going to do this call tonight, and I was going to open it up for some other people as well. So are all of you okay if we bring our sources in and ask about your issues?
Bring it on.
Okay. I'd like to ask you all to keep your background noise quiet, because I'm leaving the lines open. And, of course, if it gets really loud, I'll just mute everybody. But there may be some interaction, and we don't have a lot of time. So, since this is, we're going to look for an energetic connection in our bodies, let's just start off with a healing visualization. And that right now, you are surrounded by, we could call them angels, we could call them very loving entities, and we're going to allow that energy to become one with us. Remember, everything is one. So there are us. There are parts of ourselves that are here to help us. And we're making a stream of energy that goes back to our group soul friends who are able to project into this realm. And when they do that, I don't know if these angelic forces are them or if they just come in and join. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, there's been many instances of people having shifts in physical problems as a result of this work. And all of you that would like that, I want you right now. You know what? I'm not who's that guy on TV that people come up and he pushes them over and they can see? Benny Hill. This is not Benny Hill speaking. Okay? We're doing it differently. And this is an experiment to see how focusing on this might or might not shift some pattern that you're holding in your body. So, shut your eyes, and those of you that are on the call regularly are aware that our sources come in through the top of your head, through your crown chakra, and they are very real. They exist, and they can move through time and space and see that energy coming through your crown chakra. This is what we do on Sundays, and moving through your body. And somebody's making some noise on the line. So if you know you have background noise, you can push *6, and that will mute you, okay? And then you don't have to be so sensitive about it. Are you there? Hello, Terry.
I'm here. Yes.
Okay, well.
I'm here.
Get relaxed. Now, we do an invocation to bring the energies in. We're already bringing them in. But we'll do the invocation just for protection. Whenever you open, I'm going to mute while I'm doing this.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
When we open up to higher dimensions, when we open our field up to higher dimensions, you're also opening up to potential negative influences. It's like you're opening up to energies in a greater universe that you can't see. You can feel it, but you can't see it. So we want to do an invocation that protects us from any negative influences. And when you do this yourself, be very sure to include this in your, however you would make that request. Because otherwise, you get negative greetings. You get panic attacks. You get things you can't explain. And sometimes you may have to get those anyway to learn how to go through them and master them. Sometimes a negative attack is when everything else fails and you still have it. It means that there's some kind of exercise you need to do. It's like if you're a bodybuilder and you're pushing so much weight and suddenly the weight gets harder, you need to build your muscles up for the new weight. So a negative attack can be a way of building your muscle up to get above it. So Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person here. And any negativity, be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of the Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection, a blending of all our energies. And we invite those sources to join us that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, flowing in the Christ of light. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And everyone is muted, so if we need to talk to someone individually, if there's a question, then either I'll unmute everybody, or I'll ask that person to do star six, which unmutes them individually. Do we have our sources present?
Yes. We are here. We greet you in the left side of the One Infinite Creator, and there seems to be a lot of static on the line. Do you hear me clearly, or do you hear... This is Terry. I came out of the channeling because there's a horrendous background noise. Everything I say is echoed.
We do hear an echo. Yes.
It's very strong.
Is it keeping you from staying in the channeling?
Well, everything is repeated. I will try.
I could come into the other room, and we can do this on my phone, on the speakerphone, okay? And
or hang up and dial in again.
Well, Terry is coming in on DBS, okay?
Yes, of course, yes.
So
She's not on the conference line directly. She's on BBS. Mm-hmm. And I'm on BBS also, but I'm not having that experience. So if she hangs up...
I could try to see some more and see if it's echoed now. I don't hear an echo right now.
It's a little better now. Maybe they're listening to us and they did something. Okay?
Okay.
All right,
I'll go back into the channeling.
Okay.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is March 5th, 2012. And for the individuals concerned, we recognize the gravity of what they are facing and going through, in that they consider it is a situation that is very severe. We have several people that have brought forth their issues. And there are several layers of ways to look at these issues. One of them is from the strict medical viewpoint of the doctor's opinion. And as we look out over the range of repertoire of different doctors, we see the expertise of different doctors as being quite varied. Many of the doctors, in fact, most of the doctors, have not had proper training in the area of nutrition and have not considered what the body needs in order to grow and to repair. They consider the body as a mechanism that can be fixed or held in status quo through drugs and medicines. And we indicate that Lisa is in that situation. The doctors are not providing a treatment that will fix the condition, but only to hold it at abeyance and to gradually, as the body does not have what it needs to repair sufficiently, then it will continue to have more things go wrong. This is the case with much of the response that doctors give to situations. They do not take into account what the body needs physically to repair itself. There are many doctors that give away prescriptions like candy without investigating the outcomes or correlating the desired outcome with the imagined outcome. One of these areas is with something that's very important, and understanding this could lengthen a majority of people's life by one third. And this is with the importance of digestion. As an individual gets older, they use up their ability to make enzymes. And one of the reasons that they use up this ability is because they do not give themselves the proper building blocks to make the chemicals necessary within their body to make the digestive enzymes. One such thing is salt, and not Morton salt that has been heated so hot that it has been altered. Sea salt, or there are other salts that are very healthy, and when taken in perhaps 1 teaspoon with food, or 1 teaspoon in liquid, or one way to make hydrochloric acid is to increase the salt so that the body has the building blocks to be able to make the hydrochloric acid. That's one of the most important keys, is having enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach to be able to digest and break down one's food. When one does not have enough hydrochloric acid, then they do not digest their proteins properly, and they do not get a proper culture in the digestive tract, and so they do not make their own B vitamins. And as B vitamins are made in the intestinal tract, and the body begins to break down, it does not have the nutrients needed to sustain it. So finding out about the proper digestion and getting the digestion systems working can help the individual to get off the wheel of prescription drugs and begin to have the body function and have the structure, the wherewithal to function. The drugstores are lined with digestive aids. They tell you you've got too much hydrochloric acid, or they say not hydrochloric, but they say you have too much acid in your stomach, and that's the reason for heartburn and the reason that you have a problem when you eat and can't digest your food. But this is false. You have the wrong kind of acid. You need hydrochloric acid there. So this is one area for you to investigate. You can call up, you can go to Dr. Marshall's website, healthline.cc, and you can check in. He has a radio program about 6 days a week, and you can call into his radio program. You can ask your own specific question, and he will address that question. He has worked with thousands of individuals, and he has lectured to doctors. Doctors come to him when they have terminal cases to find out what they can do to help turn the patient around. He knows very much about the relationship of different parts of the body to other parts of the body, and how infection in one part of the body can, through the meridians of the body, affect other parts of the body. this is one level of healing. To get the nutrients that you really need, to get the information that you need to learn how to provide your body with nutrients so you can begin the healing cycle instead of relying on these prescriptions. Now, there is another level of healing. But give us a minute. We look at the other people that have spoken. We are mindful of Chris's issues and mindful of the problems with hepatitis C and diabetes. As we move into a higher level, a higher layer of healing, there is healing that can be dictated by the individual. As the individual at a higher level, through where he is at in his emotions and where he is in the action-reaction in his life may pull in blockages, and blockages can prevent flow. There is not much time on this call, so we will go to a more general look. And when one can look at it from the highest level, one can see that one has control over the physical universe to the degree that one has the ability to take control. And this is either easy if one has the tools at his fingertips, such as manipulation of vibration, control over manifestation to change and shift manifestation and take out areas of manifestation that are unwarranted or not beneficial. This takes a great master to be able to manage this. So when one talks about the movie The Secret, there is a way to change things, but it takes the knowledge of how to affect all the components. And we are a free will granting body of energies. So by free will, we need a consensus in order to change something. So the person's intention needs to be strong that they wish the situation to be healed. If the individual does not have the strong intention, perhaps the individual has another outcome that they are seeking or something they are trying to avoid. We are not saying that any of you have that condition. We do not see that. We are giving that as data. We take a look at Lou's situation and we give him support, energy support. We give us a moment. We have, we are there with you, and we send you light. Prayers bring light. And we send you healing. Those are some of our thoughts at this time.
Thank you. Can you be working with Lou and his doctors when he has his operation?
We will be their energy, holding his energy. We are free will in that it is as we are interactive, and so it is as we are invited and we are there available for assistance.
Thank you. You know what? We have to end the show. I know we didn't cover everybody. Come in on Wednesday. If we can cover you, we'll try to cover you on Wednesday. We'll see you later. Thank you, Terry. Thank everybody. And thank you, Lou, for coming on and talking. And the recording.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To reach your conference recording has stopped.